USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Hurricane Dorian heads toward Florida. But first, the Inspector General Michael Horowitz issues his report about James Comey's conduct. It finds the former head of the FBI set a dangerous precedent and broke rules, but he won't be prosecuted.
Our highest priority is the safety and security of the people in the path of the hurricane.
As Dorian churns toward Florida, President Trump says he will be staying in Washington, D.C. throughout the storm, and he is sending Vice President Mike Pence to Poland, a trip he was supposed to be on this Labor Day weekend.
I will be rescheduling my trip to Poland in the near future.
The president making his remarks about the storm in the Rose Garden at a ceremony about space.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
While people in Florida board up their homes and stock up on supplies ahead of Hurricane Dorian, some liking and others upset by a cookie cake being sold at a public supermarket in St. John's. The baker putting blue icing on it, representing the ocean, then drawing the state of Florida using green icing, then the baker using white icing to draw the cone and path of the storm, and using bold red icing to show the eye hitting the state. An accurate design, to say the least, but whether it's in good or bad taste, being debated all over social media. Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, investors seeing green ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend, the Dow gaining 326 points to close at 26,362, the NASDAQ up 116 points, the S&P 500 up 36 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Even though there's a blood shortage, the Red Cross says it won't be holding a blood drive at a Michigan gun shop. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Ed Swadesh owns Huron Valley Guns in New Hudson, and he says he's not happy about the decisions to cancel the event that was planned for this weekend. He says after being told initially the Red Cross could not conduct the blood drive inside his gun store, he offered up the parking lot, and initially they said yes, but now that offer's been denied as well.
You know, first it's no good in the store, then it's not even good in our parking lot. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say second-class citizen, but, you know, it's a little discriminatory.
Swatter speaking to WXYZ-TV, he says he feels bad for his customers who donated their time to get things ready, printing up flyers, and they were planning to volunteer. The Red Cross has not returned requests for comment on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One Democratic presidential candidate not happy with the Democratic National Committee, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Democratic Representative and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has denounced the Democratic National Committee for its lack of transparency after learning she likely won't qualify for the third Democratic primary debate.
And there's a whole bunch of different polls that have come out. The DNC has only recognized some of them as being qualifying polls for the debate. The whole thing gets a little bit confusing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.